expect many strange things from Irasin. Many strange and mostly terrible things. Indeed, in Irasin, there is a saying, Beda nikigda ne prekodik otna. Misfortunes never come alone. So, when I am traveling through the snow and the cold, potentially being tracked by Jadwiga, and certainly marching towards incredible danger ahead in White Throne, it is only wise, I should think, to look with suspicion upon the unexpected appearance of a cozy cabin along my path. Oh, I am definitely from around here, Silgia says. Oh, I am certainly just a damsel in distress, Silgia says. I think not. Send me the look for your supposed husband in what is definitely not a trap, but just a moss troll cave? Oh, I think not. Not unless you show me what is beneath that cloak first. One does not simply accept gingerbread from a woman in a forest without expecting to be eaten in return. I am no child to be fooled with innocence and treats. You are hiding something, Suka. I know it. We shall see what exactly this Stilgia is.
And you guys know what I haven't done in a while?
What haven't you done in a while?
Bum, bum, bum. Bom, 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 bom,
do you not listen to the show?
Well, I have this other thing stuck in my head. Anyway, yes, you guys are in this cabin with this Celia woman. And what the fuck is going on? Rix went over and he ripped off her cloak after you guys were like, it's kind of warm in here. You can like not be warm anymore in your clothes. And she was like, nah, I'm good. I'm good. I'm fine. It's totally fine.
Totally trustworthy.
Don't be suspicious. Don't be suspicious.
So Rix goes over, rips off the cloak, and not only does everyone see a foxtail coming out of her butt, Valdine catches a glimpse as she is unfurled of the cloak, and you see that in kind of the small of her back, going up to almost her shoulder blades, is a cavity, almost like the knot in a tree, and you look in, you can see that she is hollow and possibly made of wood or bark.
I would apologize for the rudeness of my friend undressing you, but I am too busy wanting you to explain yourself. And Vasilisa pulls her cards out.
Yeah, guys, I don't think this person... This creature is hollow on the... It's a wood log. It's hollow on the inside. What
creature seems like such a harsh...
Well, no, if you saw what I mean, didn't you see it right there?
It was just a tail. That is not...
Well, but attached to a wooden hollow log.
A hollow wooden lathe?
What are you?
Show us yourself.
Or just explain yourself. I mean, yes. We're not hostile here.
We
just don't understand.
You to be naked.
We're not hostile here, says the man pointing a gun.
He's not pointing it. He's holding it by
his
leg.
It. Low ready position.
Yeah.
I'm ready to defend. I'm a mercenary. It's what I do. I defend myself and those I care about. And I don't know this person.
I would like to do a knowledge check.
Yeah. Anyone who wants to roll a knowledge check on her.
What kind of knowledge is it?
Let me double check. I want to make
it's
sure
probably
I'm
like nature
right
or something
one.
I mean, Marge has knowledge nature, but she's sitting outside with the animals.
Yeah. Message is on though. So at any point if we say something that makes
this
Marge want to
this would
inside.
Be a knowledge nature check.
Yeah, I figured.
Okay.
All right.
In that case it's an 18 for Fossil.
And message is on?
Yes.
Can I get everyone to also roll knowledge local?
Okay.
Oh, that one I could do.
11.
Yeah, 10.
They're rare enough. I don't think any of you have ever seen one or heard of one.
All right.
You don't know. You've never
heard.
None of you
have. What this person is.
You don't know.
I have no idea what you are, and I demand an explanation.
She has foxtail. It's signed from Bolka. This is fox that we are supposed to be following.
No, I'm not the...
I do not simply trust foxy ladies, okay?
So she's going to do a sense motive just to see, are you guys actually, like,
getting ready to just attack her?
Oh.
I rolled a good sense motive on her that she actually really loves her husband and she's really sad.
Yes.
And so I'm going to be on her side and I'm in her... I'm not menacing.
At I'm okay. not. I'm not ready to attack her. I'm ready to defend myself if need be. And I. So my cards are at the ready, but I don't know if she would be threatened by a deck of cards.
So you guys look more defensive.
She knows
than
that
anything.
You're going to read her cards. She.
Yeah, I wanted to read her cards, so I'm holding cards. They're not obviously a weapon. Yeah.
And okay. They're totally excused.
You have if she knows what a gun is, then yeah. She's clearly it's a weapon. But yeah. I'm not attacking. But
okay, cool.
Defensive.
So reading yeah. all of your body language, she doesn't feel threatened, but she can see that you guys are like
intensely
feel threatened by her.
Yep.
Perfect.
Well, you were hiding. Yes. Yeah. Wait, surprise.
This is not something that most people would accept. I
don't even know what it is.
I am a Holdra.
A what now?
A Holdra. I am a Fae.
Oh.
That makes sense.
Well. So I don't know what a Holdra is, even when I hear the word, probably.
They're rare. They are very rare creatures. Cool. Okay. I am...
Wait, do Vrix or Hatch know what a Holdra is?
Ooh,
because they're in
ooh,
here.
Ooh, yes, they
and
are.
They are Fae, so that might give them an advantage.
That's true.
Maybe.
Can they get a plus +5?
You're from the first world. You know what these are, right?
Fae are friends, not food.
Holdra. She's a Holdra. And... human-looking foxy tail and hollow body. She's...
Wait,
oh, this is all
you have a hollow body.
That's what I said. She's got a giant log in the middle of
but
the
like your
it.
Whole
and
body
and she turns
is...
around and shows you guys her back, and it's just, yeah, she's, like, hollow.
Can
on the
you,
inside.
Like...
Well, the jig is up.
Keep things in there?
I suppose I...
Sorry, cool. That was a weird question, yes, but to be fair, I
that was very personal.
This is a very strange situation. Look, I don't understand. Do you really have a husband?
Yes.
Of the is he human
he
or
is, he is human?
Something
we,
else.
We fell in love and we moved out here because most people find that Holdra are
a lot of people think that they're just kind of sorceresses that enchant people and force them to love them.
Do you cast spells of the kind of charm enchantment variety?
Yes.
So does Bulka, so I can't judge too much.
But no, I promise, Fingrath, no, I have never cast anything on him. We fell in love and we moved out here so we could just live in peace, and now he's been taken. I just want him back.
Okay. I am convinced it is very romantic story, and also I have strong appreciation for moving to other places to avoid bad original places. I still don't
also,
like her, but maybe we save her husband, I guess.
Yeah. Trolls are natural enemies to Holdra.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yes, they are menaces of our kind.
I agree. Trolls are menaces in general.
Yes,
I like
to
set
everyone.
Them on fire. So,
well, do we think we can take down a troll?
We've
the group
taken
of us here?
Down two trolls before.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So,
Valdine does a flourish with his gun and holsters it.
Nice.
I think that we should, if we're going to do this, we haste is of the essence if he's in danger, right?
That's true.
Should we, go?
Well, she still needs to draw us the map of where the cave is.
Yes, of course.
Or just take
come
us.
With. You can trust our friends and children.
We're going to leave the children. No, I think better to leave the children here at the cabin with their mother, you know. I say out loud, even though no one else could hear Marge's input. Like, she can't hear, but I'm talking to Marge, who's outside of the house, via message.
Oh, yeah.
Gotcha. And I'm like, yes, Marge, I definitely agree. The children need to be safe. We
you
leave
have children
stay.
With you.
No, yes, remember the rat folk babies yes. outside?
Please,
they
I would
stay
love to
here.
See them.
No, what happens is you lead us the way.
Yes, and
the
then we
children
not need,
and their
and
mother take
map,
care of your cabin.
Roll diplomacy.
Okay.
She's fucking terrified of trolls.
And we will protect you. Can I aid?
Yeah, aid.
And we will protect you the whole way. And it'll be, your house will be completely safe. I aid.
I'm going to go ahead and use one of my special harrowing spell plus ones. I'm sure it's still bad, but I got a 13, but I was aided. So that's a 15.
DC 15.
Oh, ha!
Good job, nice. Guys. Ooh,
it's a good thing I used my little plus one.
Okay, that is fine. I will go with you. I will lead the way.
Okay.
Well, maybe Gary can come with and then take her back once she gets us to the cave.
That's true. If things get a little bit too dangerous.
Wait, what is going on, Marge?
Oh, Gary.
Hello.
Oh, you know, they're talking about inside going to the cave, but you know, the lady is afraid of the troll, so
wait,
we were thinking.
A troll?
Oh, yeah, didn't you hear?
About the troll.
Oh, do I? Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, and then cool. You can take her back to the cabin, make sure she's safe with the kiddos.
That's it. I approve of this plan. It is a good plan. I am Gary.
Okay, so. Let's all go. Okay.
Gary's a party member.
Vrix, if you want to help the woman with her cloak.
Okay.
Just as a gesture of
sorry about that. I'm still trying to prove my worth to these people, Vrix. And I'm trying to show them that I am good to keep around and a nice guy and helpful, and I also recognize that what I did was pretty fucking rude. So I want to apologize to you on behalf of the peer pressure I felt. No, that's not
Vrix,
right. Here's your cloak back.
Are you trying to blame us?
Thank you for...
Also, no, Vrix, don't apologize. A woman who lives in a strange cabin in the middle of a hostile country lied to us about what she is and who she is.
Yeah, I get that, but I also feel like I should have asked for permission before tearing her clothes off.
She would have said no, for one thing, and it was only a cloak, not like the clothes beneath. You revealed, you took a disguise off.
Okay.
You know, you're not undressing a woman. You are removing a cloak. It's different.
All right. Cool. So I can tear cloaks off people.
No.
No. First impression is very important. And you botched this
I
one.
Feel like...
Okay, so what I did was bad.
If she turns out to be a good person, then...
No.
I should apologize.
Very strongly.
But if she's bad...
what Rick did just
stab
now.
I stab her.
But he's... Yes.
Okay. That makes sense.
Well, I don't... Okay, I feel as though next night that watch happens, I should be one awake with Vrix because I am a little suspicious of what he is learning from Bulka.
You should talk to him. He's good. You'll be pleasantly
Vrix,
surprised.
Vrix, tonight you share watch
creepy,
with
creepy
me.
Grin, like showing off his just pointy teeth.
I told you about the smile thing yesterday.
Did
remember?
Is it any better now?
No, it is worse actually. But we will work together. I have a mirror. Can help you maybe.
Not to be rude, but can we?
No, we should go. Yes, troll killing very important.
Yes. No, I think we should figure out tomorrow night's watch first. I think it's very.
okay, Volka, we get it. I'm easily distracted. Let's go.
And so you go.
So we leave Kappa, the kiddos, and Hatch at the house.
Yeah.
What about Rix?
Oh, I guess
he does whatever. We do not control him. He just
Rix
goes wherever
chooses
he wants.
Which party he wants to go with.
I'm gonna hang out with Marigold. I'll hang out with her outside.
Okay, but if you pester her, I give her permission to bite you.
And I understand.
Let me show you in her bag where her brush is.
Okay,
it is bigger than you are, but maybe if you. I don't actually know. Never mind. You probably can't brush her with this, huh?
No, just imagine, I mean, I can try and brush your ass.
Just imagine it is full of coffee.
I
and
appreciate
you will be able to
lift it. Okay, cool. I'll try. Have fun killing a troll.
Thank you. I'm sure we'll be most satisfying.
Cool.
Okay.
Going through the snow, it's kind of off trail, so it's going to take a little bit. And as you guys are moving...
It is going to be about a mile to where I last saw him. I know of a cave nearby. I'm pretty sure that is where the troll is going to be.
How long ago did the troll take your husband?
A day?
And I do not want to be too insensitive. I've been told I can be insensitive sometimes.
Big surprise.
Is there a particular reason we think that your husband has not yet been consumed by the troll for food?
No.
Oh. Well, we shall just hope then, okay?
If nothing else, I just want his body back.
I feel as though maybe the part about
any remains we find, I want to know what has happened to him.
Okay. I don't make any promises to dig through troll poop for pieces of husbands. I'm not saying to her, I am saying under my breath with my message on for my companions. If anyone else wants to do that, they're welcome, but I'm not going to help.
You know, we haven't even found a troll or a cave yet. You're getting a little ahead of yourself, I think.
I hope so. I mean, it's probably this poor man has been eaten up. Who knows? Let's go. We're still going, obviously. But
speaking of getting ahead of ourselves, James.
What's up, bruh?
Do you have a New Zealand accent prepared that I can tap?
Ooh.
Let's see here. How long does it go for a mile? walking is going to take...
Look what I've done.
Now you've stuck him in it.
No, that's fine. It's good practice.
An hour. So it's going to be just over an hour. About an hour.
We do it.
An hour. Yeah. So you guys walk for about an hour going through...
Wait, 6 hours? Wait, you said 6 hours?
1 hour.
An hour.
Yeah, so 6 hours. So 6 hours later, she's like,
the sun goes down.
Oh, good. That was such a short walk. No, so you guys march and trudge through the snow for about an hour, getting to where she last saw Fingraf.
It was just over here where I saw the troll take him.
Can I do a survival check?
Yes, please.
Yeah, I was going to do the same.
Oh, I have that.
Looking for tracks or any 21. Kind of sign.
I am distracted by the beauty of everything.
Apparently, I can't see anything in the snow. I rolled like a 7.
Okay.
So
we have...
Marge is low enough to the ground that she, I guess, picks up stuff.
Also, you guys, this is the perfect quest for Bulka. Like, reuniting lost lovers who already had like a mismatched society doesn't understand them kind of vibe to them. So up
this one's going in his diary.
Marge, you got what?
21.
Fuck. Okay, cool. So you definitely see the spot. You see a big imprint in the snow where you can identify some humanoid footprints getting kind of tussled and swooped away by a set of larger footprints. And you got a 21?
Yes, I did. Oh, yeah. See, this is where it all happened. Oh, yeah. I can see where they fought over here. And then they moved over here. And then, oh, it looks like he got scooped up right about here. And then the big footprints of the troll...
You see the direction they go. They head off to...
They go that way.
The west, yeah.
To the west.
You see her, like, grabbing her knife at her waist, and she's just like...
Well, yeah, I think, you know, we can follow it from here. You know, Gary, you want to take her back to the cabin?
Sure. I mean, I can do that.
Another thing to consider is Gary can help us kill a troll, and she can be the person to do the hatch job of reloading his crossbow.
I could go back.
You don't want to help save your lover, husband, spouse, person?
You have powers of any kind?
I do, but the
look at
she
me.
She is like I starting know. To twitch
look,
nervously.
Look, I understand you are very scared, but sometimes in the name of caring about people, we do very scary things. Also, we don't want you to stand up front with our very brave rat folk warrior here, Marge. You stay in the back with me, okay?
Roll diplomacy again.
Shit. I wish I was better at
diplomacy. Well, now I can actually aid you.
Talk to and comfort people. Oh my. Yeah, look very competent.
Oh yeah, I totally aid you, so you get a +4.
Oh my god.
Nice.
That's a 23 total then.
Good job. Okay.
Wow.
I'm comforting as fuck.
Okay, right. Okay. Yes.
And she like looks determined, but still frightened.
We shall do it. And if you are too scared,
you see
give
her throw up
a
little bit in her mouth.
Oh,
I can. Where did that come from? Okay.
I can hex you to be less scared later. Yeah. It's okay.
Tree sap.
There's nothing in you.
So you guys start to follow the tracks. What's your marching order?
Well, you know, Marge is doing the tracking, so she'll go first.
I would like to be close to Marge.
I'm right behind Marge and Bulka.
I'm in the back with Silja.
And Gary.
And Gary.
prepare for battle.
So you guys are following the tracks. You move through the snow. You move up a little bit of a bank, and you are in a little bit of a clearing. There's trees scattered around. You see snow everywhere. You're still following the footprints.
Okay.
Very easily, but I would love everyone to roll a perception check.
Okay. We would love to do that for you.
Nice.
I'm sure, I mean, I rolled amazing, but I'm sure Valdine still beats me.
You go ahead and do your numbers first. We'll do mine last.
Bulka got 24.
Marge got 26. And Ghost got 23.
Vasilisa got 14.
Valdine got an 11.
Whoa! I didn't know that was even possible.
Well, Marge Vasilisa is on her game tracking.
Had a better perception than Valdine?
I rolled a 1.
What world is this? Gotcha. I rolled a 12 and I got 3 more than you with a 1.
Yep.
Perfect. So the lowest was 12?
11.
11? Still totally fine. Behind one of the trees up ahead, you see a large creature. You guys are still outside. You're in the clearing up ahead, like following the tracks. You all see them. And behind a tree, along with the tracks, you see a large creature kind of just like swaying and rumbling slightly behind the tree. You see the greenness of it, and it's like... It's not facing you guys.
Okay.
Everybody quiet. Oh, I think it's up ahead. Right behind the tree.
I use my quiet magic voice and cast message on us.
Okay.
Again.
Nice.
This time I include Gary, but not Silgia. Silgia is standing right next to me anyway, so it's fine. But I cast it on everyone but Silgia and Ghost.
Let's try to get a jump on it.
And I'm going to cast a spell I've never cast before. It's called Embrace Destiny.
Okay, nice. What's that do?
Sounds ominous.
I'm going to embrace my destiny. Basically, I cast this spell. I roll a d20. And at some point over the next 5 rounds, instead of rolling a die, I can choose to use the number that I rolled when I cast this spell instead, because it was my destiny to have rolled that result.
That's pretty sick.
And I rolled a 19.
Nice.
So I get to use a 19 instead of rolling at some point.
So Whisper you can cast quietly. The other spell, do we need to like... Are we far enough away that we think casting spells isn't going to get its attention? Because I want to cast something too, but I don't want to...
You know what? This brings up a wonderful question. I need everyone to roll stealth.
Okay.
I was wondering about that.
Oh, yeah, good idea. Good one.
6. I got a 6 on my stealth. Maybe my magic is sparklier than I thought it would be.
Valdine got an 11.
You okay? Is Valdine okay?
Valdine is mesmerized by Bulka's hair. Because Bulka's been standing in front of him, and so he's just distracted.
Bulka got a 1.
We're not stealthy as a group.
He did his hair toss. He checked his nails.
So what I think happened...
Ghost got a 26.
Ghost is fine.
And Marge got a 6.
Okay.
A hovering rat.
Y'all are some noisy ass motherfuckers.
Yeah, we are.
So I think what happens is you guys are kind of climbing up this little hill, and you get to the top, and you like someone's footing slipped something, a rock got knocked, and it tumbles down the hill. It hits that tree at the bottom of the hill, and it shakes it enough that all of the snow on the tree just gives way from the boughs, and it just goes... Whoom.
And it covers us, and we're hidden now.
Well, no, because it's behind you, so it's blocking your escape.
Oh, great.
Excellent. You're welcome. But with that, like
we want escape.
You guys are up there and everything. You cast whatever spell you wanted. Belvin
draws
moment.
His gun.
You draw your gun. You're just like, oh, up ahead. Cool. Everyone gets their one little standard action to just like kind of be like, okay, we're cool. Getting ready for something. But that tree snow just falls in the back and it's loud. And you see this creature from behind the tree move out and you just see its head like kind of turn sideways as it peers around. And we're going to roll for initiative.
Woohoo!
All right.
Oh, my.
My dice are warmed up now. We're good.
So in Bulka's standard action that he gets, he's going to cast a spell on himself. And Marge and Ghost, you feel like you can't really see what he did. It came from his ring and it kind of comes over him. But you feel like a little bit of warmth radiating just off of my body.
Oh. Ghost might kind of lean.
Leaning away from the cold.
Leaning away from the cold towards Bulka. Ooh, warm. Are you having a hard time rolling today, David?
Yeah. Yeah, Valdine's...
It's a 5. I got the 5, okay?
Wow.
So Valdine's initiative? 11.
Yeah.
It's been 11, 11, 11.
And yet it's...
I rolled from Argen, Ghost both got 12.
And yet it's better. Oh my god, 12 is our best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Vasilisa, well, that's, you know, I just 5. Wish we were a little
closer. Has 7. I just can't help but notice Silgia has the best initiative.
I saw that.
And I'm imagining her just panicking and running away.
Oh,
her
yeah.
Whole
she's
going to go first. She's
going to
run.
She's the first one up, and she's going to do a will save to avoid being shaken.
Okay. Great.
What's your will save, Silgia? Holy fuck, girl.
She's
okay.
Really good will?
She's got fantastic will.
Yep.
Nice.
You guys want a spoiler?
Yeah. Sure.
Plus 9.
Wow. Damn.
I was beautiful. Worried because she rolled a 10, but that's a 19. Girl is fucking solid, even with a negative versus this thing that she is like inherently afraid of. What did everybody get for initiative?
Vasilisa got 5.
Okay.
Valdine got 11.
Okay.
Marge and Coaster, 12.
Okay. Bulka?
7.
Okay, and then Silja got the best initiative with a 22.
Wow.
Gary got second to last with a 6, so sandwiched right between Vasilisa and Bulka. And unfortunately, the troll got a 21, so it gets to go second.
Yes.
So starting off the combat, we have Silja, who just rolled a will save to not be shaken by seeing this thing that she fears more than anything else in the entire universe, even forest fires. And she is going to...
And she's made of wood, so that's really saying a lot.
Yeah. No wonder she didn't want
to
go.
There's nothing to be scared of. It's big chia pet, essentially. It's big chia pet.
It's nothing sacred.
Nope.
So, Silja is standing next to Gary and Vasilisa. In front of her is Valdine, and in front of Valdine is Bulka and Ghost.
Bulka with the hair.
Bulka with the
hair. With the good hair. Bulka with the good hair.
Silja is going to lean forward and put both of her hands on Valdine's shoulders.
A little to the left.
Yeah, she starts chanting in Sylvan.
Nice.
And ooh. Valdine, do you let her do what she is trying to do to you?
Yes.
Cool. She is going to cast Manipulate Luck, which is a supernatural ability of hers.
Yeah.
You are going to be cool. getting a +2 luck bonus, so it stacks with anything else you have, on all saving throws, attack rolls, skill checks. And it's going to last for 24 hours.
Holy
wow.
Shit.
She is OP. Like, so far, the things that we've learned about her build.
Wow.
Really high initiative, yeah. Really high will save, good spells.
24 hours 24 plus
hours.
2 luck on all of that?
Yeah.
That is sick.
She can also do the same thing, but impart negative luck, which is a -4 on all of that for 24 hours.
I'm wow. getting there's a will save if she tries to do it mm-hmm. that way.
But it's a high will save. It's a DC 18.
Wow.
Damn.
So she took, like, the luckiest guy on the team.
Right.
Who already never misses. And, like, let's make him a little luckier just to make sure.
She
really
doesn't know what everybody else does, but she knows he has a fucking gun.
Right. Yeah. True. Yeah.
And he's right there.
No, I'm not criticizing. I'm saying, like, yeah, let's just push him over the
great.
Top.
Yeah.
You know how Walter White's meth was, like, 0.05% better?
Meanwhile, Vasilisa is like, well, shit, we're having a luck off, huh? And just fortune hexes him next and is like, well, now.
So that's what she does with her turn.
Dang, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm. But then the problem
the
is.
Troll.
Yeah. Then it's the troll. So, the troll, let me double check its move speed. Move speed, for all of you out there, move speed.
For all those who don't speak James.
For all of those who don't understand what Moosh Bird is, the troll is going to come out
with his Moosh Bird.
Moosh Bird?
Yeah.
It's snowy. How can
yeah,
you go
come
that
right up so I can charge.
It's a double movement for him.
Yeah, okay.
So the troll's going to move up 40 feet.
So double moving. So he's like really...
What with some crunchies, like as the troll moves up. And I need everyone to roll a knowledge nature, please.
Okay, happily. Yeah, no, I want to know about this freaking troll.
And if we can't, we roll one anyway, or just we just.
You want us all to do it, but we can't all do it.
Those of you who can.
Thank you.
Marge can. Yeah. She got a 24. Nat 20, baby.
Oh my God. Why do I keep rolling threes? 15 total.
Okay. Just so you two have nature, right?
Yep.
Yep.
This isn't a troll.
Oh.
You guys know what trolls look like. This isn't a troll. It is a large quadruped-looking creature, and it has this, like, green skin on it that is like lumpy and writhing all around it. Its form is kind of shifting as it runs.
Uh-oh. Does Marge know what it is with the 24?
Oh my God, if she doesn't, I'm so scared.
I know, right?
Quick, tell Silja it's not a troll.
No. Well, this ain't no troll, guys.
No, I feel like Vasa Lisa's just like, that's not a troll. And you're like, that's not a troll.
Well, that's definitely not a troll.
That's a troll.
Maybe that explains my really bad initiative. I'm too busy being shocked that that's not a troll.
Right?
That's not a New Zealand accent.
Wait, is there still a troll somewhere else? I don't like writhing skin.
No,
it God. Makes me think
lumpy,
of gelatinous
writhing
cube.
Green skin.
Between all of us, I think it's going to die before it gets up to anybody.
You really think
you
so?
You think so?
I mean, I have to get up to it to hit it, so.
Right, so we'll all do a ranged attack, but boo, and then Marge will charge up and stab it with the kill.
Yeah. I like your
optimism.
Is what they do. I bring the sunshine.
Keep bringing the sunshine.
Marge, what did you get on your nature?
24.
You get it by one.
Yes!
Good job,
You're
Marge.
Able to identify what this is, and it is actually two things.
Oh, great.
As this creature is running up, once it gets to like the 40-foot mark, you see the mass on it just explode out. And you see all of these little tiny poofs. But you also see a seed pod just go right at Bulka.
What?
Oh, everybody, watch out. This is not a troll. This is like, you know, a plant.
What is this?
You can tell them on your turn. So, Bulka.
That is me.
Some kind of save.
What does it taste? Is it goes into my mouth? What does it taste like? Is it like a seed? Wheat germ? Or is it like quinoa?
Bulka.
Yes.
Does a 13 hit your touch AC?
Oh, probably. It matches my touch.
Okay. So, you are going to get hit by this, like, bullet-sized projectile. That's so bad. This thing goes and it just sinks into your skin and you feel the barbs just attach themselves to you and I need to get fortitude saved. Oh.
This is Fae?
No.
This is not Fae?
This is not Fae.
Excellent. And is it poison or disease?
No.
Sweet. Okay, that's all good.
He is weak to Fae poison and disease.
I'm weak to
Fae, yeah.
Yep. And they stack,
also
too. It's
cold
ugly.
Iron, which is interesting.
I rolled a 2.
Oh, no.
So that's a 9.
Okay. Oh, no. You're going to take a whopping 1 point of wisdom damage.
Oh, no. Not cool, dude.
Oof.
And you feel a little bit less strong. Like, you don't feel as confident in yourself. But the other thing you don't feel is, like, a little bit of your individuality just kind of, like, slinks away with that.
Oh, my God.
Bulk of the pod person.
Is it one of those thingamabobbers? It better not be.
Also, this means dude could be alive. He might just be a plant man now.
Yeah, because this is why it makes sense that he's still alive, because it's not a troll.
Only Marge recognizes what the fuck this is, though, so good luck to us.
Marge, and with that, it is going to be your turn.
I'm just interested in finding out, like, which piece of information, because it's only, like, 6 seconds for a round. She probably can't explain everything she knows. Don't let a seed pod hit you.
Yeah, that's great. That's the first thing she says, like, oh, I know these things. Be careful not to let the seeds touch you.
Don't let the seed pod hit you on the way out.
Make sure if you've been bit by a zombie, you tell people.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Oh, you guys, this is a poor polar bear who's been taken over by a crazy plant creature. Oh, the poor thing. Yeah, you don't want to get hit by any of the seeds. It'll take over your mind.
Shit.
And that's 6 seconds. What do you do?
Is there a way for her to hit just the plant creature? Or is it so intrinsically attached to the polar bear that...
So the thing about the mold is it pretty much covers the entire creature. Okay. You can attempt to just hit the mold, but it also gets a reflex save to avoid it and have all of the damage hit the creature it's inhabiting.
Of course. She's going to try it anyway. Oh, we got to kill the plant. We got to kill the mold.
So you spur Ghost and you ride on up to that thing.
We believe in you.
Yeah.
But is such language really necessary? I mean, we are fighting for good
cause. As a swift action, she's going to issue a challenge as Ghost runs up.
Okay.
Oh, I'm going to get you, you mold.
I love the challenge.
Leave the poor polar bear alone. And then which gives all of you guys a +2 to your attack.
Beautiful.
So Valdine's extra lucky. He was already lucky.
How long do we get the +2 for? Just our next...
As long as the challenged Ooh. Creature is up.
Very nice.
We'll be nice.
Bulka, I'm just a unicorn. It's okay.
And Solmarge is going to...
Rabbit. You're like some kind of rabbit
attempt
royalty.
Attempt to attack with the longsword. That's going to be a 28 to hit.
Holy cow.
Nice.
But it gets a reflex save to not get hit.
So the polar bear
so
would
the
anyway.
Polar bear get hit. Is what you said. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oof-da.
So that it... I rolled a 1. Woo! It takes the damage. So you slice into this mold. What does it look like? How much damage do you deal?
10 points of damage.
Ooh.
Okay.
With the slice, I would imagine she comes at it horizontally as to try to like cut the top part of it off and not... She doesn't want to slice down into the poor polar bear. So she's... Hi-ya! And then she's just going to like sideswipe...
I love
mold. Horizontally.
The mold falls off in a little slothy little patch, and you just see it like turn gray and shrivel up and become brittle. And that is your turn.
Is that all of the mold, or is there still mold on?
Oh, there's plenty of mold still on.
He's
it.
Got a little slice.
There's tons of mold.
Okay.
Do you have a second attack yet?
I don't.
Okay, cool.
No, not until level 6, I think.
Anything else you want to do? You've already spoken a bunch. You did your swift. You did your standard.
Right. Ah, no, that's...
Okay. Moving on to Valdine.
Well, I'm not sure how I'm going to shoot mold. But I'll try. And he steps around Bulka just to...
You notice that I'm radiating a little bit, too. That there's warmth coming off of me.
I thought that was just your presence, you know, typically. That's how I felt. I didn't notice the difference. I will attempt to shoot the mold.
Do it.
Don't forget your +2 from Merge.
Yeah, that's what I'm adding in all my bonuses, because I have so many bonuses right now.
Yes, you are very lucky as well.
I think I can hit this mold. I think I can shoot some... I see a side right there on the side of the polar bear. I rolled a 30 against...
Yeah, you hit it.
Against touch.
Yeah, you hit it.
I got a lot of bonuses.
You hit it.
Okay.
Hey, Valdine.
Yeah.
You hit it.
Okay, thanks. He's going to roll a save against that, right?
Yeah.
No.
All okay. Right.
No, he does... the mold does not make the reflex save to avoid getting shot.
So the...
Dodge a bullet.
Dodge a bullet. There.
Can't dodge a bullet.
You can if you're mold, though. I mean, a nat 20, and it would have...
The damage is 12 damage to the mold.
Oh, actually, it can't do the reflex save because it's an immediate action and it already used it this round.
Nice!
Okay.
So that's how much damage?
12.
We'll take advantage
that's
of that.
That's fantastic.
12 anything else you want to do? Anything damage. You want to say?
I think I already talked before I shot, so I'm good.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. Moving on, we have Bulka.
I want to pull this thing out of my skin. Where did it hit me?
Neck.
Neck. I want to pull it out of my neck.
Okay, you do that.
Whew.
It hurts. You take 1 point of damage.
Okay.
And then...
It's not cold iron, is it?
It is a cold iron barb. Spore.
So you take 1 point of damage as you like just rip it out. And then you take 4 more points of damage.
Oh.
As your hand just starts to sting.
But I've ripped it out. It's not stuck in my hand now,
no.
Is it?
Okay. No, it's not. No, but your hand stings severely. So you take 5 points total of damage.
So now Marge has changed things a little bit by saying that, oh, it's really a polar bear. And, hey, be cool to the polar bear. Mm-hmm. And because I was going to AoE the fuck out of it. So instead, I'm going to use this turn to cast Cat's Grace on myself.
Okay. So you're all set? Anything you want to say?
No, I'm just very frustrated by the stupid thing in my neck.
All right. And then we move to our good friend Gary. Hello, it is me. I am Gary. I am going to use this light crossbow that I have. Kachanka, chanka.
Shoot the fire. Mold.
Gary is going to get a 15 to hit the mold, which does indeed hit. Way to go, Gary.
Reflex?
No, because it's still the same round.
Right.
Gary unfortunately deals minimum damage of 2 points. But still.
Good job, Gary.
It's something.
Yeah, he fires the bolt, and you see the mold try and, like, squish out of the way, and it just gets hit by the bolt, and you see another chunk just kind of sloth off. Sloth? Sloth?
Sloth. Pronounced with a...
Slough. Thank you. Sloughs off.
It sounds more angry and dismissive. Hey, slough off.
And then Gary spins a move action reloading the crossbow, and that's Gary's turn.
So if Valdine wants to hit him while he's loading... You could.
Yeah.
Just take out Gary. We don't need you anymore.
He's right there.
I just throw an elbow.
back elbow him. That'd be great.
Stretching. Sorry, Gary.
Vasilisa, it is your turn.
All right. Vasilisa moves forward 15 feet through the snow.
Okay.
And she will say some magic words aggressively as she pulls a card and chuck it at the polar bear mold.
Okay.
Plus two.
And she is going to use Embrace Destiny.
Yeah, you're 19.
So that is a 27 to hit. Woo! So I'm sure that it hits.
Get it.
And the spell that she has cast on the card is Touch of Combustion.
Nice.
Oh, you're going to burn the
Here's a fun
there.
Thing.
She might, but she's, you know what I mean.
I need you to roll against spell resistance.
Oh my God, it's got spell resistance.
Fun. That never comes up.
No, it doesn't.
That is going to be a 21.
You destroy that. So Touch of Combustion goes off. What happens?
Well, first, this mold stuff takes 6 points of fire damage.
Okay.
And then it gets a saving throw, a reflex.
Okay.
Do you want the DC for the saving throw?
It fails. No, it fails.
Okay. Then it catches on fire.
Okay.
Next round, creatures adjacent to it will need to take a reflex save or take 1d4 points of fire damage.
All right.
But it is also on fire, so it's going to take consistent burning fire damage.
So you hit this thing with a card, yeah. And the card like embeds itself in the moss, right? The mold.
Yeah.
And then you just see it like spread away like one of those self-lighting coals. It just goes like sizzles around and the whole thing looks kind of like scorched and molten. And it all falls off of the bear.
Yay!
And you have successfully knocked out / killed the mold. Now,
there's a polar bear still here.
There's a polar bear still there and it's standing in a bunch of fire.
Well, if the thing that was on fire is completely gone... Is the fire still there?
I think that's a fair question.
Is it like...
It burns up and lands in the snow,
when you
burn
off something?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I see that. Yeah, it burns off in the snow and then it gets extinguished. And now we're going to roll the damage on the polar bear that it has taken during this entire time the Mindslaver mold has been infesting it.
Okay. So we know how bad the
polar bear is hurting?
Shit.
Yep. We'll see how damaged the polar bear is.
Oh, hopefully it doesn't die.
I mean, I don't know.
We
is
did a really good job
mad?
Just
it's
hitting the mold.
It's not intelligent. What if it just wants to kill us because it's a bear?
Well,
what if Bolka turns into a mind slaver mold and we have to kill him?
Oh, I'll throw it the worm meat. Maybe distract it.
The bear looks in pretty rough shape. You see a lot of open sores on it. But it kind of gets like is a little bit disoriented, but as everything kind of comes into focus, he sees a giant weasel in front of him and this creature with a sword standing very aggressively.
That's true.
And it is Celgia's turn. She is going to cast Deep Slumber. It is going to be a 10-foot radius burst, but she's going to put it right behind the bear. So it only is going to hit the bear and not also Marching Ghost.
Oh, good.
And that is going to need a will save from the polar bear. Polar bear super duper fails. And you just see it, like, it looks like kind of aggressive and angry and really freaking scared.
Mm-hmm.
But then its eyes just get kind of heavy and it just kind of like lays down and it gives a big troll yawn.
Well, bear. A bear yawn.
Yeah, Baryon. And falls asleep. And you guys are out of combat.
No.
I'm going to channel positive.
Try not to
Well, you know, I've got a wand
bear.
If you want to save your spells. It's the wand is almost gone anyway.
Well, I want to do something nice for the bear.
Oh, so, okay. So did I.
No need to compete
gonna take this
with
away
each
from
other
me?
Over.
No, I mean, please, by all means, if you want to.
I have been told in the past not to poke a sleeping bear with a stick. So I feel like. You are about to do against what is advised.
Valdine walks over. As long as you ask permission first, you can poke the bear.
Okay, go ahead, Volka. It might be safer, and Marge will back up.
Okay. I'll gently release some positive energy in the room.
Okay.
And that's 6 healing.
You heal the bear. You
and
see
it's magical healing, so yeah. Any weird things.
You see its wounds kind of close up. It still looks like it's in really rough shape, but it looks at least safe now.
Perhaps we can just let it sleep and we can move along?
Maybe. Silgia.
Yes.
Was that what got your husband? Because that was
I
not
think
a
so.
Troll.
No, it wasn't. I mean, it was far away when I saw it. It looks... That is what got him, yes.
Okay, so we
you
should...
search around for...
Try to be more quiet than last time we tried to be quiet.
Also, yeah, we should go check out behind the tree.
Okay, but let's quiet to not wake up the bear.
But it's still daytime, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody see any tracks?
I'll check.
I mean...
18.
You do still see the tracks. So there are the tracks that go over behind the tree, but you also see that the tracks continue moving along the path and around a corner of trees and rocks.
Okay. So the tracks keep going, you know, they're behind the tree, and then they keep on going behind some more rocks and trees, and so we should just keep going.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Good eye, Marge.
We'll leave the bear behind and just quietly go find... What was your husband's name again?
Fjellgrath.
Fjellgrath.
So it, there are no trolls.
I mean,
it doesn't look like it.
Another possibility is that you did see a troll, but it is a troll that has been enslaved by mold? That's kind of horrifying,
to be
honest.
If it is a moss troll, could this be from the moss troll?
I don't think that's the case. This is a whole different kind of moss.
Oh, good.
No. And you see her, like, fill with a bit more confidence and she straightens up and pops her neck.
I'm not going to say this loud enough that Stilgia can hear me.
Okay.
But everyone with message to hear me can tell. It could also be a frost troll, which would make more sense for the region anyway that is covered in mold.
That sounds perfect.
I'm just saying
I don't know about perfect.
Don't tell Stilgia, but there's probably still something. Who knows?
Well, let's follow the tracks.
So just be careful.
Okay, everyone, we're going this direction. Shh, quietly.
Okay.
All right.
She says out loud.
Okay, everyone. Shh.
Okay. Use your indoor horses.
So you guys trudge along.
Those of us wearing snowshoes are moving slightly faster than half speed.
Yeah.
Three quarters.
Just doing Yeah. But we're doing it.
Okay. You guys keep moving on.
How many minutes does it take us to get here?
Not long.
Okay.
Like maybe 5 minutes. Ah. It's right around the corner.
All right.
Okay, so far enough that our stuff runs out.
I had a five minute spell on.
And as you're coming down this path, still following the footprints, you see they move off to the left, and there, indeed, in the side of a hill, you find a cave.
Yes, this is the cave I was telling you about. Hopefully Fjellgrath is inside.
Okay, can everyone see in the dark before we go in?
Oh, not at all, but
no, I cannot
hear. And
really, am I the only one who can see in the dark?
look, I mean, not she's... all of us have rodent eyes, okay?
I suppose that's true.
And Vasilisa is going to pull out her Ioun torch and
set it
to orbit her head.
I can see in the dark, and he has his halo appear over his head.
So I have like this spinning stone torch halo, mm-hmm. and he's got an actual halo halo, and we're just like, okay, let's go.
We can sort of see in
Baby,
the dark.
Baby, I can see your halo.
Well, with you two glowing like that, I can see just fine, I guess.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, my dark vision's a bit impaired.
Yes, it's good look.
I can't see as far in the dark.
So you guys move forward stealthily? You heading inside the cave?
Yes, I will roll for quiet cave.
Give me some stealthy checks.
This is making me think, I wonder if when I have Valdine do my hair, if I have the halo open, like that just provides perfect balanced lighting for hairstyling.
That's amazing.
You can see it, really.
Not bad. Yeah, Marge is an 18, Ghost is a 19. Nice. We did a little better this time.
I'm assuming that's much better. Having a torch orbiting your head is not stealthy, because I got a 4.
Yeah.
Which is a nat 1 for me. So
that kind of makes sense.
It's almost like I've got a spotlight circling my noggin.
Haldine got a 21 for stealth.
Okay.
Can I do a perception of the area before we start to move in?
Absolutely.
I want to like see what the risk or potential traps or damages that could
happen. Maybe I'll do another survival too to see if there's anything crazy going on here.
You didn't want my stealth, did you?
I did, Zach.
What's your stealth?
-1.
Oh, you're somehow even worse than me. Hey.
Oh, no.
Did you roll a nat 1 too?
No, I rolled a 3.
22 survival for Marge to see if there's any like weird going on right here at the entrance.
I got a 32 because I rolled a natural 20.
Okay.
Marge got a 15 and Ghost got a 16.
Vasilisa has a 15 perception.
Boca fails.
Okay. Valdine, inside you do see some of this mold just kind of on the ground and near the walls.
Looks like there's some mold inside this cave, guys. Don't touch it. Be careful as you're walking around in there.
Oh, God.
Are we going to have to burn it up before we go in?
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
No, Fjellgrath might be in there.
Oh. Okay, yes.
Well, but if we burn the mold, like the polar bear earlier, you know.
If we turn into mold people, can't save Fjellgrath, right?
You saw the polar bear earlier. She burned off the mold. Let's do that again in this area so we're safe.
What happens if I do this? Just like a spark at it. Is this a live sentient mold right there?
Oh, yeah. You know,
so
I think it does.
So you shoot a spark into the cave?
Onto the mold on the wall.
Just the mold that's closest, that's on the ground, because that's where we have to walk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Neat.
Does anything happen?
You shoot the spark at it, and it just kind of encompasses it, and nothing happens.
Like, because if it was normal mold, would light fire, but it looks like this is the real bad stuff, because it did not.
Yep.
So we should kill it.
I think before we venture further in this cave, based on what I'm seeing, we should clear out.
Well, we should stay as far away as we can, too, because it might start to shoot those seeds at us.
It shoots seeds? Says the unperceptive Vasilisa.
Yes, I don't feel so good.
Wait, Bolka, did you get seeded?
I got seeded, yes.
Oh, is that bad, Marge?
Oh, that's how they try to take control of your brain?
But Bolka,
so
are you in control of your brain?
You know that the spores
brain?
Just lower the will of the person.
Oh.
The mold itself has to be in direct contact with a helpless or willing creature.
Also, it's like a hex, but from a mold instead of a witch.
Right, yeah.
It is evil eyeing, but
it tries to make
spear.
You more helpless with the seed, so that way it can get on you and control your mind.
Okay.
I am very strong, though, mentally.
Oh, sure, but still maybe don't touch it too much.
Well, we should all step back and, you know, maybe Vasilisa can try to just to burn it where we're going to walk so we can be safe.
Yes, I assume fire would be a good solution.
I would like to try out something. How much of the ground is covered in it?
Not a bunch. Okay. There are patches and swaths here and there.
Because I have a bunch of alchemist's fire flasks.
Oh, so do I.
That's a really good idea.
And I'm thinking of just trying to splash it on whatever seems like the hardest to avoid thing. Because it's
save the burning hands and all that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's a splash weapon. And it does 1d6 points of fire damage to every creature within 5 feet of the point where the flask hits.
Okay.
You have to be within 10 feet of it, though.
So you guys are still standing kind of outside the cave, right?
Yeah, we're not quite inside because we stopped to do perception as we were walking
up. So I would get up so I'm 10 within like my 10-foot range increment to throw Alchemist's Fire Flask. And I'm going to throw the 13 ranged touch.
You hit.
Yay. Okay, so the direct hit point takes 2 points of fire damage.
Okay.
And every creature within 5 feet takes 1 point of fire damage from the splash.
Okay.
And then on the round following a direct hit, the target takes an additional 1d6 points of damage.
Okay. So you throw in a flask, it hits a patch, and it just ignites. And it gets burned up, and it's smoking pretty bad.
I give it a round to see if it finishes burning up.
Yeah, it does. The patch you hit is gone. Yeah.
Cool. Oh,
you see that like direct, like more intense fire? Yeah, it burns it. It burns it pretty well. You clear the patch that's directly in, like by the door. You see little tiny swaths, but you hit a really nice big patch.
Unfortunately, I left the rest of my personal fire flasks on Marigold. I only was carrying one on my person.
Oh, I've got 3 more here with me.
I don't know if we need them or if we can just, like, does anyone have a fire weapon or something? Just.
I did 5 minutes ago.
Oh. Well, maybe we just proceed carefully because I don't want to get molded, but I also don't want to waste all of our fire flasks a troll in there.
Oh, wait, no, I can help with this a little bit. And he's going to cast Sun Metal on his mace, and his mace just kind of like lights up like a little torch.
How long does that last?
Just for 5 rounds. Okay. So I can just kind of like
go and attack as much as
you can. Wave it around and try and like hit some of the
moss and stuff.
We'll let you go in first, then.
I fall back to my usual place next to Valdine.
Merge will stay right behind with an alchemist fire in hand, just in case.
Okay.
So,
Volka, roll a reflex save.
Okay.
My goal is to just try and clear as much of it as I can. 20.
Brilliant. So nice. As you enter the cave with this mace and your halo, everything kind of lights up around you. You see patches of moss. And you don't see any kind of creature. You don't see a moss troll. You don't see Fingrath. Until this thing drops down directly above you as soon as you enter the mouth of the cave. No. But you're able to roll out of the way. And standing there is a human man. With moss patches all over him, writhing around. And it just looks over at you and it does the same, like, really awkward, like, 90-degree
the zombie head turn.
Yeah, the zombie turn. we're going to enter that initiative and combat next time!
Oh, no.
Yeah,
at least
but
he's not dead.
But
not kill him.
Come on.
Oh, jeez.
This is a fun one. I like this part.
I kind of want to do another challenge. I got one more today.
That was good reflex.
Yeah. So we'll roll to see which direction you popped out of the way, if you're going to go in further or back or whatever. And we'll just roll a D8 for that.
Is everyone going to remember all this for next time we record? where everybody was?
I really hope so.
Oh, man, so tough.
Thank you for listening to the Dimension Door podcast. Stay tuned for a promo from Dive Cloud. As always, our show is edited and scored by Zach Kreitler. Our bumper tracks are from MDK Music, and some spell effects may be used from Sirenscape. A huge thank you to our executive producers, David Lester and Callie Rose. If you would like to join them and our other wonderful patrons in supporting us monetarily, you can do so over at patreon.com/DimensionDoor and score some sweet bonus content.
Welcome to Dive Cloud.
No one told me it was Dive Cloud time.
You know that time that Zygtomoy told us he was going to take the mushrooms and turn them into a devastating army and fighting force?
Yeah. I don't remember that. I don't think I said that.
a small dog with a hammer in its mouth as it is standing up on a stool, and it's these roots spread out all over, moving up into the air, wrapping.
We are many bound as one, forms together because of.
Nat 20.
Oh, my God.
Oh my God. Hi, I'm Cole, the host and DM of Dive Cloud, a tabletop podcast, a D&D 5e actual play show with a focus on mystery, jazz, and robots. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts, on our Twitter @DiveCloudCast or our website, divecloudcast.com. See you there.